Numbers. Man. So tonight, I brought my uncle with me. Black C. RBL Posse.
What's up, nephew?
Something slight.
Something slight.
TFM. I put in that work. Man. Yeah. I put in that work.
What's up, everybody? This is Nana, and you are listening to In The Database Podcast. I welcome you today from wherever you're listening to a special, special episode. Today, we are going to be paying homage to Steph Curry upon breaking the three-point record.
Numbers.
29-74 was an incredible number. Last night, Wardell Stephen Curry, when he made that shot after that pass from Andrew Wiggins, everybody's eyes lit up, the fans stood up. This is an away game, by the way, in Madison Square Garden. Sold out arena. But I swear to God, it felt like a home game. It felt like everybody in that building was on a mission to make sure they were as loud as they can be as soon as that shot went in. It was such an emotional moment. Just watching as a fan, I can only imagine what this meant for his mom, his dad, his family, what this meant for his teammates. You saw the hug with Draymond. I mean, I felt like they hugged like 4 or 5 times in a span of 30 seconds. It was just so real. And the presidential music that was going on in the background, I mean, I don't want to call it ridiculous, but that was just, it just made the moment so serious and so fun. It's almost as if it was the inauguration or something, because it was just going, and they had that on deck ready, like it was just right on play, right on cue, just on the moment. And the announcers, you know, they did a great job calling the play, because it wasn't just the three-pointer, it was like everything that came with it. The announcers were yelling to the top, they articulated their words. It was one of those, you know, there you go, there it is. And just watching it on TNT while Reggie Miller just sat there, watched as the shot was going in, you know, and the camera flipped him and he jumps up. And just think about that. Think about that moment, what it meant for basketball. You know, when you go back to how much tonight is going to be talked about in terms of revolutionizing the game of basketball. And when it's all said and done, say Steph is in the NBA for 4 or 5 years. I think he'll play in his 40s, but let's say I'm going to give him the lower end of 300 threes a year. That literally would put him over 5K easily. Wow. Like, what a moment that is going to be. 29-74 and counting. I can't just stop there and counting. It was an incredible time, like, just witnessing it. I rewatched the game 3 times already. 3 times. Same day. And just to relive that moment over and over and over again, because it was just shivers down my spine. And I know everybody who watched that moment and that shot go in, it wasn't just about being a Golden State fan or a Steph Curry fan. It was being a fan of basketball. It was the art, the beauty, all of it. It made everybody start wondering what it would feel like when something like this happens for their best player or their favorite player, whether that is LeBron, maybe chasing Kareem or whatnot. Just a moment. It was a moment. And the emotions that were running on the floor, just watching his coach, seeing where how opposing teams and opponents and NBA players tweeting. I mean, all of that was just, it was just a culture reset in that moment. When we look back into what Steph Curry has done in the NBA, and we just look at him as an individual, the way he looks, his body type, 6'3", 180 pounds. And compare that to all the great players in the NBA right now and all the great players of all time. And you look at him and you say, that guy, 6'3", Steph Curry, changed the way the game is played? A 6'3", point guard? That's incredible. I mean, that's just hard to fathom. And even as I'm saying it out loud right now, that's just hard. Like, if I would have taken you back 10 years back and I told you a 6'3 guard will change the way we look at the game of basketball forever. You wouldn't believe me. You would never believe me. And that's crazy, because when you look at Steph Curry, he generates more than just a great basketball player. When you look at him, you just say, oh my God, look at all the kids mimicking their games after him right now. Because back then, when you look in the NBA or even current right now, and you see all these bigger NBA players, these 200-pound NBA players who are 6'5 and above, and you look at them, you'd be like, in order for me to be great, in order for me to be elite or excel in this level of greatness, I gotta look a certain way. 200 pounds, 6'5, that gotta be a gift you gotta be born with or not. You can't be, I mean, you can't control your height. You may be able to control your weight, but it's difficult to build pure muscle. 230 pounds of pure muscle. And then you look at Steph Curry and you say to yourself, that is attainable. Even though it's not really, what he does is not normal. But when you look at his body type, I'm talking about just the way he looks. The kids nowadays look at him and say, I can do it. I can make the league with my jump shot. My jump shot. That shot alone, whether I become a spot-up shooter for the rest of my life or a career in the NBA, I can make it with that jump shot. And that's when you look and you think to yourself, is it really possible? Is it possible for me to become the next great Steph Curry? And that's the thing about Steph Curry. When you look at him, he instills hope. The kind of hope, the dedication, and hard work can get you far in life. Even when you have certain disadvantages in terms of body size, you can make it far in the NBA. So long as you work so hard and you put the time and effort in to get to that point. Which leads me to the next point. When people used to say, what makes basketball exciting? What makes it energetic? What gets you off the feet? And everybody used to answer something like a game winner. I mean, it still does. Game winners will always get us off our feet. But the essence of basketball throughout the game, what gets you going? It's the highlight dunks. That's what they will say. It's the 360 dunks in the game of posterizing the crazy fadeaways. But today is that deep three-pointer, that logo shot, that 30-footer. Steph Curry has made the jump shot the most beautiful part of the game. Let's just talk about how important shooting is to the game. Like, you can't look at a 7-footer today and say, that's not good enough for me. You're 7 foot with a 7-foot wingspan. You can catch lobs. You can dunk. You can play defense. It's not good enough in the NBA. I mean, look at the Rudy Goberts of the world. It's not good enough. I need you to shoot. I need you to be able to make shots wide open. And not just shots. Can you shoot three-pointers? Think about it. Can you shoot three-pointers? You're 7 foot, and I'm asking you to get out under the rim at times and shoot threes. I mean, think about that. Think about that kind of impact you can have in the game that has been dominated by bigs. And it still is dominated by bigs, but now it's becoming a guard league, mainly because of that jump shot. But now if you get a big man who can shoot, you done stole the lottery. And that's important to mention whenever you think about how important, how big of a shift this shooting thing that Steph Curry has started, this long-distance shooting, the volume of it, and how we see it play out in the NBA. And that goes for him too, because in NBA, typically, when you're down 20 points in the fourth quarter, game is over. Typically, game is over. It's very rare instances where you go, oh, you know, this is coming back. Now, because of that three-pointer, the volume, the amount of threes that NBA players are shooting, a 20-point lead is basically a 5-point lead. It takes one good run, couple of 5 threes just to put you right back in the game and change the momentum and shift it. Back then, attempting 40, 50 threes a game per team was like, you're getting benched for that. That is out of pocket. That's not happening. Now, it's like, if you don't do it, analytics tell you you're likely not winning the game. You could be shooting 56% and a team could be shooting 40% from the three-pointer and they'll beat you. If you crunch the numbers, I'm not a numbers person, but you crunch these numbers, you know what you're getting. And that's incredible to think about. And that's when I bring up Steph Curry and these Curry flurries and how, especially when we say third quarter Warriors, and this is not really about the Warriors, it's specifically tailored about Steph Curry. When he's going and gets it going, there is nothing more beautiful to watch in the NBA than that. He is, forget the NBA. I'm talking about TV shows. I'm talking about movies. The greatest show on the screen is Steph Curry going off, a Curry flurry. Think about, it's like the world stops and stares and watches. Because in that moment, no matter how much you don't like him, no matter what type of hate you want to toss towards him, it won't matter. Because he just makes you just stop and look at it and say, man, bro, how is he doing that, bro? But ain't no way that shot is going in. He's tilting. He got bumped. I mean, he's about 3 to 4 feet away from the three-point line. I mean, it's not worth 4 points. But he's all the way down there. Like, what does he get from shooting? And he's just like, oh, why did I speak? And then just add his handles and all that to the mix. It's just beautiful. Is just an understatement. I don't know if there's another word for it. Shooting is not just about the efficiency and the volume and the distance. It's just about how beautiful it is to the game and how beautiful it is to watch, especially with the ball movement. And in sports, we have many subjective topics. In fact, all the topics are subjective. Who's the best player in the NBA right now? Subjective. Some say LeBron, some say Kevin Durant, some say Giannis, some say Steph Curry, some say Joker. Subjective. Who's the best defender in the league? Subjective. Who's the best dunker in the league? Subjective. Who's a rookie of the year? Subjective. Whenever we have a sports debate, 99.9% of them are all subjective takes. Everybody has their opinion and their reasonings, and some even have facts and stats to back it up. But in the end, all these topics become a debate. Everybody has a side and is divided. But there's one thing that's not divided in the sports world. It's one thing. One thing we can all agree on. Not 100%, I wouldn't call it 100%, but I say 100%, and I'll die on that hill. But I will say 99.9%. In fact, I'll state it like this. It is the least subjective topic in the NBA. And that is Steph Curry is the greatest shooter in the world. That is the least subjective topic. And that is such a statement I can say because I know majority of the world is going to agree with me. Because everybody can agree on that. That's something we can all agree, except for the few lunatics. We can all agree on that. And it's important to highlight whenever we say that this shooting thing with Steph Curry and his greatness, that he didn't just change the NBA. He changed the way the game is played everywhere. I'm talking about in elementary school, in middle school, in high school, in college. Kids are out here chucking up threes. I mean, I was recently at my little niece's game, and I don't think I've seen one layup happen. I watched the whole game of them just shooting threes. And they won. They won. Isn't that incredible? And I'm not saying that's the way to do it, and your shot is not always going to be on, that's the best offense to run. I'm just saying, not only changing the way a system was in a highest level, but changing the system from every level. And that's what Steph Curry did. That's what he did with the NBA. That's what he did with his shooting. And it's incredible to look at him because you got to root for him. He's just, when you look at him, you think just he the way he plays the game, the way he is, the way he acts, you can just tell he's just so unselfish. And that's another thing I want to touch on, how unselfish he is. Because when we talk about 29-74 last night, you would think the first thing that comes to you is, hey, I'm going to get gifts. Somebody's going to give me stuff. I'm going to be showered. Everybody's going to compliment me, tweet about me. But in Steph Curry's mind, he said, I'm going to get a Rolex for my teammates, the ones that pass me the ball the most. Andre Iguodala, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Think about that. Think about this night being about him and everything being about him. The cameras, the lights, the fans, the jerseys, the whole thing was about Steph Curry. And he said, it's not about me. It's about the people that helped me get over here. With him, everything is a unit. And we noticed that with Golden State because they operate like a family. Because they are a family. And that's what connects me most to this team. And it starts with your superstar. His demeanor, the way he acts. We saw his unselfishness on display in every single game he plays. Steph Curry always makes sure we hear about Draymond Green. We hear about Andres, the Clays of the world. And you know what? It goes the other way too. Because it's not a moment that I don't hear the same thing from Andre, Draymond, and Clay. That is why Andre Iguodala goes around talking about he's protecting Steph Curry's legacy. That's why Clay Thompson, quiet guy, but highly speaks of Steph Curry. That's why Draymond Green puffs and sticks his chest out anytime it comes to Steph Curry, whether that is yelling at the referees for no foul calls, whether that is making sure nobody got something negative to say about Steph Curry. That's his family. We see them as a unit, and they're involved. And Steph Curry knows that as a superstar, that in order for him to be who he is, his teammates are a big part of it. And they have taken a lot of sacrifices. Draymond has taken sacrifices. Andre has taken sacrifices. Clay has taken sacrifices for Steph Curry's greatness. And they are part of his greatness. And for Steph Curry to acknowledge that last night, many superstars. In fact, I don't know if any other superstar would have done that. And that is a testament to his greatness. We all can agree that Steph Curry is an incredible basketball player. But he's even a better human being. And when you see Steph Curry, it is so easy to root for him. So easy to root for him. He made the game so fun and exciting to watch. When you turn on the TV and you're watching Steph Curry shoot the basketball and you're watching him just enjoy having fun like a kid in a playground, shimmying, dancing, salsa dancing. You look at the bench and everybody, like, his demeanor because he's the star of the team. Everybody's going to follow it. Everybody's having fun. And that is so fun to root for a team who's just a bunch of players who just you can relate to their excitement for the game of basketball. Their love for this game. And is on display. And I think opposing teams hate that about them because not only are they're winning while having fun. There's nothing better than that in life, winning while having fun. Making money, having fun, and winning. What a combination for the Golden State Warriors. And that is also part of Steph Curry. Because he did that too. That part is part of the way he changed the game of basketball. He said, it's okay to have fun. I ain't got to be serious. I ain't got to be huffing and yelling at people's faces. I can have fun, dance, shimmy, and still hit a 40-footer in your face. You know why? Because he's the greatest at the greatest skill in basketball. Think about that. He's the greatest at the greatest skill in basketball. And I know that guy have a lot of people pressed. And he's 6'3", 180 pounds. Yeah. I would be mad too. I'd be mad too when I see him. When I see that man running around like that, enjoying this game. And you think about the top 10 players of all time, or top 12, 13. The list might vary where you put them in the order, but typically everybody's got the same 13 players. Not one of them below 6'5". Not one of them. And then there's Steph Curry. When it's all said and done, he will 100% be a top 5 player of all time. I believe top 3. And with all these accolades and all these things he has done and the way he changed the game and him being the greatest at the skill that is the best in the NBA, I understand why people look at him and say, damn, how is that even possible? Because his degree of difficulty to be great in this league is far, far greater than the typical NBA player. That's why last night, 29-74 was so important to highlight. That's why last night, it was such a beautiful thing to watch. And that's why today's podcast was such an important podcast, because it is important to highlight how important he is. There's so much more of Steph Curry's game and so much more to him that I will highlight in future podcasts. But for today, it was just important to highlight last night and how that number, 2974, will impact. Because it's 2974 and counting. Because the way we view this from now on, he can only get better and can only add on to that legacy. Thank you. Thank you for joining another great episode of this podcast. It was really lovely talking to all of you guys. I look forward to addressing more topics in the future and look forward for you guys' feedback and what you guys want to hear more and what more you want me to talk about. Thanks for joining me. This is Edna signing out in the database. Gotta keep it lit, gotta keep it lit. Gotta keep it lit, gotta keep it lit, man. Man. Numbers.